is just released. The MCK wishes to inform the community that Chief and Council have received 37 individual letters from a group of people requesting that it take actions, quote, to put an end to the illegal eviction efforts of community members who are married or living with non-Native partners, family, and or children, unquote. Each letter is similar or identical and also requests that the MCK take, quote, necessary measures to bring a peaceful solution to the division this issue has created and to ensure the safety and security of all people living within the community, end quote. Additionally, each letter further requests that the MCK take measures to assure that the home construction of a specific community member married to a non-Indigenous person moves forward. The letters conclude that their, quote, collective is prepared to seek legal counsel, end quote, to protect their families and to allow them to live in peace. The MCK has not yet responded to the letters.
The Mohawk Council of Gunawage was already in the midst of addressing various complaints from community members regarding the influx of non-natives residing in the territory that are contravening our laws. It's very disappointing that some people feel that individual rights trump the will of the people and are threatening to use the outside legal system against our own people.
Membership Portfolio Chief Gusanahoe Sky Deer. The community is being reminded that Chief and Council continues to meet on a regular basis to formulate an action plan in response to recent meetings held by community members on the issue of non-Indigenous individuals residing within the territory. The requirements to reside within the territory have changed little since the 1981 moratorium and the 1984 Gunawage Mohawk Law concerning membership, both since repealed, to the present 2003 Gunawage Membership Law. The plan will be completed before the next community meeting scheduled for Tuesday, September 16th.